Tell me about your faith, Trent.
Well, I was growing up in a Christian household. Mom and dad made my faith and my upbringing and the values of the Christian faith a part of my life from the very beginning. I went to a Christian school all growing up, went to a Christian college. So obviously it's been a big part of my life. And the more and more you kind of grow away and kind of start being on your own, you know, the values that you have to take with you start to be exposed. You know, you have to start making decisions for yourself. And as I've gotten older and gotten to my fourth year of college, I've seen that, you know, this is something I need to cling on to. This is something that is a huge part of my life now and carrying forward.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University, here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Trent Franson is an HBU junior and business major who's an infield player on the HBU baseball team. He's known as being a strong player who has a good barrel control and a feel for the strike zone. He packs a high-powered hit, and he's proven to be an integral member of the HBU baseball team. Welcome, buddy.
How's it going?
Thanks, yeah, you got that swing down, don't you?
And we're trying to. Kind of struggled early on in the fall, but once we got into the end of the swing of things a little bit, started feeling it better a little bit. So.
Well, Coach Moon was just here talking, and you guys are set up for a very unique season.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. So I just transferred here in the fall, so I just finished my first semester here, finished my last final about an hour ago. So
really?
It was a good semester, but, you know, with the baseball season coming along, we got a lot of transfers, so it'll be interesting to see how we come together early on in the spring, if we can put things together and become a winning club. So,
well, you, Trent, how'd you develop this baseball skill?
I'd say baseball just came from, you know, your parents signed you up in Little League, and
grade did you start playing in?
I'd say probably 4 or 5 years old. I can remember being in T-ball playing for the Braves. That's when I started playing, and could kind of see early on that I was pretty good at it, but it took a lot of work and a lot of years of travel ball and to make it to the collegiate level.
There's nothing as enjoyable as all those fast food restaurants, right?
Yeah, that was the tricky part. I'm sure there were a lot of expenses that my parents put out there on that and hotels. But
what brought you to HBU?
I've kind of had a little bit of an unorthodox college career so far. I went out of high school to TCU for 2 years. I was a scholarship player there, part of two College World Series teams. And after the second year and an injury, I decided, you know, hey, it's best to leave for your college career. So I went to a junior college as a 21-year-old, lived at home, and went to San Jack here in Houston. Was part of a junior college World Series team. Mm. And early on, Coach Stockton, Coach Hernandez, kind of got in touch with me. I came for a visit and fell in love with it. I loved it, so that's how we got here.
Now, when you say you loved it, that's a strong statement. So HB is different, isn't it?
It is different, and it's like Coach was saying earlier. You know, it's not for everyone, but you know, it was the perfect fit for me, or the perfect match. And after this semester, I can definitely see that as well.
Why?
First and foremost, it was in Houston, so you know, I wanted my parents to be able to go to my games and be able to travel not so far for that. Second off, it provides high-level collegiate baseball, and that's what I wanted to be a part of. It's a place where I knew my skills, not only as a player, but me as a person, could be exposed and grow. And then lastly, you know, it was a place I could grow my faith. It was a place that valued this, your spiritual life and those were the things that I was looking for. And those are the things that I told the coaches originally. And so far, you know, it's all lived up to it.
That faith component's important, isn't it?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Tell me about your faith, Trent.
Well, I was growing up in a Christian household. Mom and dad made my faith and my upbringing and the values of the Christian faith a part of my life from the very beginning. I went to a Christian school all growing up, went to a Christian college. I'm here at a Christian college again. So obviously it's been a big part of my life. And, you know, the more and more you kind of grow away and kind of start being on your own, you know, the values that you have to take with you start to be exposed. You know, you have to start making decisions for yourself. And as I've gotten older and gotten to my fourth year of college, I've seen that, you know, this is something I need to cling on to. This is something that is a huge part of my life now and carrying forward.
You know, it's amazing, but when kids go to a college where every weekend it's the drunk fest and it's kind of like, let's just party, and then they get out of college and they get a job, and it's pretty hard to get married and then have a child. Pretty hard to maintain that lifestyle. And
yeah, you kind of got to grow up a little bit.
Now, Jared Moon, your coach, mm-hmm. tell me about your coaches. What impresses you about them?
I think the biggest thing that I've seen so far and that I've really enjoyed them is that they, you know, they care about me off the field as mm-hmm. much as they care about me on the field. They care about me in my walk with the Lord, like we've talked about, but they care about, you know, me developing into the best baseball player I can be as well. You know, we have weekly devotions. We pray before we take the field every day. You know, I've got a strength and conditioning coach that basically runs the FCA program.
Cool.
That's probably the biggest thing is that, you know, they care about me off the field, and I can have a personal relationship with them rather than just like a business-like relationship at other schools.
It's a big deal, isn't it?
Definitely. It's beneficial for both parties.
You know, so you're Division I Southland Conference.
Yes.
Explain what those dynamics mean. That's a highly competitive conference.
It is, and it's really grown over the years. You know, this spring will be my first taste of actually being a player in the Southland Conference. But, you know, you see it from afar. You see teams that make solid runs in the NCAA tournament. It's going to be a challenging league for us. It's, you know, it's winnable. It's doable. We've got the guys that can get it done. But, you know, being able to compete in the Southland Conference, you know, allows us to make a real run in the tournament as well, because we're facing competition that plays other Power Five schools, and we can be ready to do that and be a legit contender.
HBU Division I Southland Conference baseball team is, as we've said, a force to be reckoned with.
Definitely.
I mean, people do their homework, don't they, before they come to an HBU baseball game, that opposing team.
Yeah, I mean, preparation is always key in everything you do. You know, you can't show up to the park and expect to win if you don't put the time in. You know, for us right now as players, we finished up our classes this semester, and the hardest part is that, you know, we've got about a month and a half off where everyone's going to go home. And with a lot of guys that go home to different states across the country, California. We've got guys from the Midwest, even guys from out of the country. That's the biggest thing is, you know, we're going to have to make sure and be on top of our game individually so that when we come back, we'll be able to compete right away and it hopefully not take 3 weeks to figure things out. So the Southland Conference will be a real test for us, as always is.
What do you do during your time off?
During my time off, the year?
In this break.
During this break, it's basically composed of, you know, I wake up, I will work out, I will do my baseball, I will spend as much time as I can with my family, and then I'll probably do some more baseball or working out. You know, that's the big thing.
So when you say do baseball, what do you mean?
I'm going to go to the field, I'm going to make sure my arm's in shape, so I'm going to throw. I'm going to make sure I'm taking ground balls. I've kind of transitioned into a new position here at HBU, so I'm at third base. So I'll be spending a lot of time, whether that's here at my high school, at my junior college, I'll be doing that, and then I'll be, you know, hitting in the cages. I'll be hitting off the tee, making sure my swing is in the best shape possible to head into the spring.
I noticed it said you pack a high-powered hit.
We're working on that. You know, we're trying to get a little bit stronger. I wouldn't say I'm a big home run hitter by any means, but I feel like I'm a solid hitter, a good guy in the lineup that can do a lot of things. If I have to move a base runner over by laying a bunt down, I'll do that. If I need to hit behind the runner and move him from first to third, I'll do that. If I have to drive in a run, I'll be able to do that. But you know, like we said, nothing just comes. It takes a lot of work and
it
preparation.
Does. How many games a season?
You play around 60. I couldn't give you the exact number. Obviously, you want to play around 75 to 80 if you can be lucky enough to make it to Omaha and win a national championship. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of longevity to the season that comes with it, and a major component within that is staying healthy and making sure your body's in the best shape. Mm-hmm. It is, and taking care of it, getting your sleep, eating the right foods, and that'll be another challenge for us as well. That's something you can control. So
exactly, talk to me about who you look up to in major league sports.
Major league sports, obviously, I'm a smaller guy, so I don't look to the guys that are the big sluggers, but. You know, just in Houston itself, you've got guys like, you know, Altuve and Bregman that you can watch every single day that are just great players, great people that come to the park every day and have a lot of fun. And that's just guys you can mimic on and off the field. So I'd say those are some easy guys to follow.
Is your team the Astros?
My team is the Astros. My team is Houston. My team is the Texans, the Rockets, the Astros,
yeah.
Every one of those.
You know, ditto for me. My son's a big Chiefs player or fan, and, you know.
Okay, good times.
That's Patrick Mahone, you know, is blowing it up. But exciting to be a Houston
it is.
Rockets, Astros, Texans fan.
It is. It has been. The Rockets are struggling a little bit right now, but I think they'll pull it together. But, you know, it's been a great time to be a sports fan, that's for sure.
So have you been a Houstonian all your life?
Born and raised in Houston. Yeah. I grew up in Clear Lake. I went to Lutheran South Academy. That's about 30 minutes from home. I go home about once a week for a meal. In fact, I'll be going home tonight. So hopefully we've got some mashed potatoes.
There's nothing like mom's cooking,
like that.
Right?
That's hopefully on the menu tonight.
Yeah. You know, we don't want to understate that when you come to HBU, you're literally entering one of the most dynamic cities. In fact, many have said Houston is the most dynamic city in America.
Yes.
And I really believe that. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just stunning to me every week, everything going on in Houston. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you don't need to go to New York, that's for sure.
Right.
And
yeah, you can stay busy here. You can, if you want to sit in traffic, you can sit in traffic.
That's called prayer time. Traffic's called prayer time. music time. I want you to take us back to your faith experience.
Sure.
Of when you had an experience with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just within recent years, when I decided that, hey, I wanted to change schools, I was about 30 hours from graduation, so, you know, I kind of prayed a lot and talked to my family, like, you know, I can go this baseball route. I've invested a lot of time. My family's invested a lot of time. Like, you know, I was, you know, praying, like, Lord, you know, lead me in the right way. Show me if you want me to go play baseball and finish my college career elsewhere, or if you want me to, you know, just get my degree. And that was a big leap of faith for me. Leaving friends, everything that encompasses, you know, making a huge transition like that. Now, that was a big time where I had to trust him, and I could see from from the beginning. I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is where I'm supposed to be. This is where he's leading me to be. And
well, Trent, we were really grateful for you stopping by and talking to us about your life and where you're at, where you're going. Tell me, what are future goals and dreams?
Future goals and dreams are, you know, I think every collegiate athlete has a goal to make it to the professional ranks. So, you know, that's what I work for on the athletic side of things. You know, I want to play as long as I can, but everyone knows their time comes. You know, if that's after my HBU career, if that's in 10 years, you never know. So that's why I'm getting my degree right now. I've always loved sports, obviously, and so I'm studying business. I'd love to be in sports law.
Sports law.
I would love to be in sports law, but, you know, just like, you know, I thought I had a plan for my life coming out of high school, you know, you can be led in either which direction. So that's why I'm here at HBU, getting my degree, seeing where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing, how I'm supposed to impact others and carry on his word.
Well, we're really proud of you, Trent. And HBU is a degree to be respected. And I guarantee you, it'll prepare you for the future. That one-on-one attention, that spiritual mentorship, as well as athletic mentorship, cannot be understated. There's a lot of teams where as long as you win, you're great. But mm-hmm. the minute you, and they have very little interest beyond that.
Right.
This is the exception here at Houston Baptist University. It's why you ought to check it out and call the admissions department. Check out HBU's athletics, 17 Division I athletic programs at HBU. You can learn all about it at HBUHuskies.com. Trent, we look forward to watching you this season.
Thank you for having me.
Keep on keeping on, man.
Yes, sir.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.